go to the emergency item that was pulled off the consent agenda, item 710, please.
Carla, who pulled that?
Charles Johnson. Item 710, pay settlement of lawsuit by Adam Rollins in the sum of $80,000 involving Portland Bureau of Transportation.
Colleagues, this lawsuit arises from improper workplace behavior experienced by Mr. Rollins in late 2016. Through his attorney, Mr. Rollins filed a federal lawsuit in 2018 against the city alleging federal and state law violations. In June of 2019, the parties agreed to participate in a mediation session in an attempt to resolve the case. The session was productive, and the parties agreed on a proposed settlement of $80,000, inclusive of Rollins' attorney's fees. Rollins is no longer employed by the City of Portland. Approval of this ordinance will allow risk management to pay Mr. Rollins and his attorney the agreed-upon settlement totaling $80,000. I don't know if there's anybody from HR here.
I think we have city attorneys.
City attorneys? I don't know if there's more you want to say.
What I had heard.
Okay. Public testimony.
We have staff back there available.
Okay, let's hear the testimony and then maybe there'll be questions. 2 minutes, please.
Good morning, Commissioners. Charles Bridge Crane Johnson for the record. And you know you're in trouble, especially Commissioner Fritz knows that when the City of Portland makes it into the Daily Mail, something's gone wrong. So today, in Britain's great Daily Mail newspaper.
Daily Mail is an absolute rag.
Exactly. And that's why we're in.
It's good to have a local expert.
That's why we're in hot water when the City of Portland gets 23 shares on the Daily Mail story about extreme hazing. So I hope that making the allotment to grant this victim $80,000, there's been communications from the city, regardless of whether the city has accepted responsibility when it gives away fairly pays $80,000 to a victim of extreme hazing, that as a citizen, and I hope people who are in management, we're all very sorry that this happened to Mr. Rollins, and I look forward to your unanimous approval of the settlement for him. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Superhumanity. Again, to Mr. Rollins, I'd like to apologize on the conduct of the City of Portland and what you went through, the torture that they caused you, the trauma. And I think this number is really on the low side. And again, to any other victims within the city or who have been employed at the city in the past, please feel free to step forward. Please understand and look at this settlement, a number to work from, and if you feel necessary, come back with a class action suit against these sick, demented sadists that would have put you through this. It's appalling that this happened within the city. It is absolutely appalling behavior, and for anyone to think they should get away with the treatment of a city employee in this manner, you should be in prison for this. Prison. And whoever did this to this individual, I want to have them investigated. I want to make sure their kids are okay. I want to make sure their family members are okay. I want to make sure their animals are okay. This is one sick individual that did this to this victim. Your number should be up by 10 times that amount. This $80,000 is a low number. This is appalling to me. This is torture. This is trauma everlasting. And for the city to even think that they can get away with this and not do prison time is appalling to me. I'm demanding a federal investigation on this whole case and everything surrounding this case. And I want to get feedback and I want an independent investigation. I demand this with this type of conduct. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mayor, can I make one comment?
Commissioner Fish.
We are often, when we take up these settlements, we get testimony from folks. Lightning is one person, Joe Walsh, I remember, and someone else, who often say, I think you should pay more in the settlement. I just want to take one moment to address that, because I used to be a plaintiff's employment lawyer representing people in civil rights cases and in similar kinds of cases. When you go to mediation, you get the services of an independent mediator who works with the parties to see if they can resolve the case. It is a voluntary process. The mediator reviews the strengths and weaknesses of cases. This is not to excuse the behavior here. I'm not speaking to the merits of this case. We obviously all feel terrible about this particular case, but the mediator gives his or her opinion. The parties talk it through. It is voluntary. If a plaintiff does not think that that's a good settlement, they have every right to proceed to court. Often lawsuits have been filed. A prevailing party in court often gets their attorney fees, so that's a pretty big stick, and is a pretty good incentive to continue the case and do discovery. So again, when we hear from people who say, I think this is too low, or you should multiply it by 10 or whatever, I appreciate the sentiment. The sentiment is you're offended by the conduct and what you're reading. But I just want to give people a sense of confidence that when these cases are resolved through mediation, it's a purely voluntary process. Parties have decided it's in their respective best interests. And most importantly, in every instance, the aggrieved party has an attorney advising him or her. So they are choosing to settle because they want to. They have every right to go to court, and we have no power to affect that decision. So just for the record, Mayor.
Okay, thank you, Commissioner Fish. Any further discussion? Legal counsel, was there anything I should have said or should not have said? Very good. Please call the roll.
You Daly?
Aye.
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Wheeler?
I want to apologize to Mr. Rollins on behalf of the City of Portland and what he endured. Nobody in our community should have to endure that, and certainly nobody who works for the City of Portland should ever be subjected to that kind of behavior. So with this settlement comes my apology. It's sincere. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted.